Stark County is seeing a continued rise in cyclosporiasis cases, with 97 confirmed infections now reported by the Ohio Department of Health. Nearby counties are also reporting cases, including 77 in Portage County, 30 in Mahoning County, 20 in Carroll County, and 12 in Columbiana County. Statewide, more than 2,500 cases have been confirmed this year, with 134 hospitalizations and no deaths. The CDC says Ohio is part of a multi-state outbreak, but investigators have not found a confirmed source. No food samples have tested positive for the parasite. Alliance voters will decide whether to continue funding a permanent improvement levy. The Board of Education approved placing the five-year renewal of the two-mill tax on the November 3rd ballot Tuesday. The levy, first approved in 1992, generates about $317,000 a year for facility improvements. Superintendent Rob Gress updated the board on summer projects, including resurfacing of parking lots at the high school, middle school, and early learning center, high school roof repairs, and a new digital marquee at the early learning center. This year marks the 66th edition of the Greater Alliance Carnation Festival. Appearing on WDPN's Rex in the Morning, Sue Grove, president of the festival's executive board, says the event gets better every year.
At the end of every year, we look at what went well in areas for improvement, how we can make it better. Sometimes it's changes, sometimes it's enhancements, but we really do look at that as a board.
Upcoming events include the Carnation Trail Run, which takes place tomorrow morning on the Iron Horse Trail. The festival officially begins July 30th and continues through August 9th. A list of events is available at carnationfestival.com. North Canton police are warning residents about a scam involving someone impersonating Police Chief Frank Kemp. Officials say callers are claiming victims are under investigation and asking for banking information or payment to avoid criminal charges. Police say they will never request money, gift cards, or personal banking details over the phone. Residents are urged to hang up, verify the caller, and report any suspected scams. Nimishillen Township trustees discussed vacating an alley Thursday, WDPN's David Schur reports.
Sugar Alley, which is a paper-only east-west roadway that has never been dedicated and trustees do not maintain, is being requested to be vacated by one of the property owners. Trustee asked additional legal counselor Jim Matthews to prepare a resolution for the August 13 meeting to be sent to the Stark County Commissioners, who have the authority to vacate. The property then would revert to the adjoining residents. Zoning Inspector Jeff Cleveland indicated that 10 of the 12 cases of declared nuisances at the May 28 meeting have been cleaned, while the remaining two are in the process.
Stark County is receiving $2 million for a new safety project as part of a $72 million statewide investment from ODOT. The funding will go toward the Minerva Connector Trail, a shared-use path project designed to improve pedestrian safety. Governor Mike DeWine and ODOT say the money is part of the Highway Safety Improvement Program, which targets locations with a history of serious crashes. The state is funding 33 projects in 23 counties, including safety upgrades such as roundabouts, turn lanes, sidewalks, crosswalks, and bike lanes. A former nanny will spend at least the next 70 years in federal prison for sexually abusing two toddlers in her care. 26-year-old Molly Duncan of Beechwood was sentenced Wednesday in Cleveland federal court after pleading guilty in April to child sexual exploitation, distributing abuse images, and possessing child sex abuse material. Prosecutors say the abuse happened in Portage and Geauga counties between 2023 and 2024. Duncan also faces related state charges. The Columbiana County Park District has filled a vacancy in its administrative office. Board members Thursday rehired former administrative assistant Lisa Schaefer after accepting the resignation of Mark Guy. Schaefer previously served in the position for nearly 3 years and will return Monday as a permanent part-time employee. She will work up to 20 hours a week at her previous pay rate of $13.61 an hour. A Youngstown man is facing a murder charge in connection with the shooting death of a 16-year-old. A Mahoning County grand jury also has indicted 22-year-old Darius Smith with a firearm specification. Police say Tyron Perry was killed in a May 27th shooting at a home on East Dewey Avenue. The details surrounding the shooting remain unclear. Smith's bond was set at $1 million, and his hearing has not yet been scheduled. Two former employees of Youngstown's Northeast Ohio Correctional Center have admitted smuggling drugs and other contraband into the private prison. Federal prosecutors say former corrections officer Brenda Dixon and former nurse Jody Johnson pleaded guilty to conspiracy, drug trafficking, and providing contraband to inmates. Investigators say Johnson took methamphetamine, marijuana, tobacco, vape cartridges, and other prohibited items into the prison, while Dixon passed her through security. Authorities say Johnson admitted the operation had been going on since February. Sentencing is set for early November, and both women remain free on bond. A man being treated for a gunshot wound at St. Joseph Health Center has warned police investigating a recent shooting. Detectives were called to the hospital after the victim arrived with a shoulder wound early Thursday. WKBN-TV reports officers had responded to a reported robbery on Transylvania Avenue Southeast, but instead found an abandoned abandoned car at Carolina Avenue and Burton Street Southeast, riddled with bullet holes. Police say the investigation is continuing. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.